You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. You can always call 1-800-330-9999 or text, and all you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you do every dumb thing you see on YouTube because you're home and why not, I might as well. That's all I need to know about you.
Example, please.
Last night, so, you know, I've not been shy about talking about the fact that I get eyelash extensions. It's been my thing for the last year and a half.
Right, believe it makes you skinnier.
It makes me look skinnier. I believe that. After I had my daughter in 2018, I just didn't feel good about myself. I got them done. I never stopped. So here's what started happening. Now that all the places closed.
Oh, you're getting ragged.
They were falling out. So I got to the point where I had like 7 on one eye.
Yeah.
And like 4 on the other.
It was a little wacky.
And they looked crazy. So I was like, all right, how am I going to get these things off? And you would think that you could just kind of like rub them and they would come off.
Sure, sure.
No, because they use like that high glue. Long story short, I find a YouTube video hack on how to do it.
Of course.
Last night. I boiled a pot of water, and then I took a dish rag and I put it over my head directly on top of the boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I took olive oil and I rubbed my eyes as hard as I could.
Good.
Yep. So in addition to almost putting third-degree burns on my face, now my face is entirely covered in olive oil, all because I watched a YouTube video that had 300 likes.
There's a scene like that in Crocodile Dundee. He thinks it's for nasal treatment, but the other guy is really just trying to freebase. But so, I mean, your eyes look okay today.
Well, I don't have eyelashes anymore.
That's what I was going to say. It looks like everything's even, but they're gone.
They're gone. So I no longer have eyelashes.
If you considered snagging the industrial soap off of another shopper's cart at the big box store yesterday, that's all I need to know about
Please
you.
Please tell me that wasn't you, because those people are terrible.
I didn't actually do it. I'm just saying, like, for a second, the little devil in my head was like, is that soap? He's got two of them. And, you know, I don't even think it was soap. I think it was, like, windshield washer fluid.
Good.
But it looked like, I was like, that's green. That must be something to wash with.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's
I didn't
terrible.
Feel proud of it. That's why I'm sharing it.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.
And for a second, though. For a second.
How are we going to cut our hair when everything is closed? How are you going to cut your hair? That's been a major problem for a lot of Americans.
You know, the funny thing is that when I was a teenager, I used to cut my hair all the time or have my friends cut my hair all the time. And it's been a while since that. You know, I got a regular hairdresser who he's been cutting my hair for, you know, 20 years or whatever. I guess I call him a barber because he's a guy. But, you know, anyways.
Guys can be hairdressers. Why not?
Well, anyway. He's a hairdresser guy, barber.
Yeah.
Well, all those things.
All of it.
Right. Can't tell him what to do. Don't paint him into a corner.
For me, my problem is my roots. Like, my roots are coming in. So it's like half my hair is, for the first time in my life, I know, like, since I was 17, I can kind of figure out what natural my hair color is.
Okay.
You know, but for guys, it's a little different because you have shorter hair. So it's kind of getting wild. Same thing with my husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he won't let you cut his hair.
So we have the...
Originally, the plan was our wives would cut... Well, you would cut Paul's hair and Alicia would cut my hair and we were going to do it together.
Right. So...
But apart.
If we were going to be in our own homes and I was going to cut my husband Paul's hair. Again, Alicia was going to cut Raven's hair and we were going to do it together that you could watch on Instagram Live or on Facebook Live.
Right. But Paul refuses.
Because the only scissors I have are the kitchen shears that I use to cut meat. But they're the sharpest ones in the house.
I mean, do you wash them? You must wash them immediately.
Of course I do. I also use them to open Amazon boxes. I use them to,
you should have called them Beefcake and said that's why you were doing it, right?
And he got all mad. He's like, I'm not going to let you cut your hair with the thing you cut the chicken with, the blah, blah, blah. And I was
like, oh. You know what the scariest part is for me is that Alicia was very hesitant on this. She wanted no part of cutting my hair early on.
Right.
Suddenly, over the last day and a half, she's gotten very excited about it.
Well, it's because your hair is getting insane.
It is getting insane. But here's the thing is, so I thought she was just going to shave the sides.
Oh, no, the top is the problem.
Back.
No, the top is the problem.
Well, the sides, they start to curl out, too, but the top is becoming a problem.
So you posted a picture yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was giggling about it because the higher your hair grows,
yes,
it doesn't grow like some people have like fine hair and it kind of just flops over.
Right.
Yours just continues going straight up.
Yeah.
So your head at this point looks somewhat like the top of an egg.
Right.
And the hair, as it extends higher, looks more like the top curvature of an
egg. I mean,
I put gel
in today and yesterday. Uh-huh. If I hadn't put gel, I mean, you saw it all when we were working from home. So, I wasn't putting any product in there. And then I get the Clark Kent Superman curl down in front here, too. That'll drop down pretty soon. So, yesterday, she says to me that she's going to cut the top, which I wasn't mentally prepared for.
Oh, no, it's going to be great.
And then she said, because the same conversation was, we only had two pairs of scissors.
Yeah.
We had the kitchen shears,
right.
All right, like you. And then we had these little ones that have like rounded front edges on them that are maybe an inch and a half deep. These scissors, we use those to cut the knots off the dogs.
Oh, but do you know what those are actually for?
What's that?
Those are like women's grooming, like for our eyebrows.
Oh.
And that's what they're for.
Oh, I thought it was like kids' construction paper scissors, but I was like, why would they make them so tiny? And then I was like, kids are tiny, I guess. And then,
no, they're facial scissors, so you don't cut yourself.
And she announced to me, though, that we actually have barber shears, she said, because they come with the dog's clippers.
Oh.
So, right. So there's that.
All right. So today, what we're going to do is Alicia is going to cut Raven's hair live on Facebook. You can search
Anna
Raven.
I'm going to have my tape measure out and everything. I want to make sure that this is legit, and I want to lay out. I thought about putting some markers, you know, like you do like a chalk line on a floor.
Here's my favorite part. We're going to do this at 3:30. 3:30 on Anna and Raven Facebook page. When Alicia decided that she wanted to do this and she agreed, I'm going to be on FaceTime so I can help her and I can tell her what's going on. But we're also going to have cocktails.
Right.
So we're going to have cocktails at 3:30 this afternoon. While she cuts his hair.
Be ready for that.
3:30 on the Anna and Raven Facebook page. You're not going to want to miss it. A lot of bad news out there, but we're not really into that. So we want to bring the bright side of things. What's happening in your community that's awesome right now?
Sure, sure. There's plenty of things to look out there and be proud of or get excited about or at least be hopeful, right?
Right. It's Anna and Raven. So today's bright side is all about the people who are displaying things in their yards or in their windows to bring joy to those who are driving or walking by.
On the way to the on-ramp for mine, there's a house there, and it's a larger piece of property, and they have some woods and that type of stuff. So they always have like a stand where they have like fresh vegetables or, you know, like firewood or stuff like that. And along with that, now they've set up this whole row of signs. So it's like one, they've got a big heart one that starts, and then they've got all these different people that they're thanking behind it. So there's healthcare workers, there's grocery store workers, there's truckers, there's teachers doing it remotely. They add a sign, it seems like, every day.
Yeah, so you've probably seen, if you've been driving around neighborhoods, the rainbows in the windows.
Right.
This started in Nassau and Suffolk, and then what happened is it caught on in Fairfield County, and people have been putting rainbows in their windows. Kids have been painting rainbows so that you can go on a rainbow hunt when you're going for your daily walks or your daily drives.
Right.
But these people have stepped it up a notch big time. We're going to start with Patty Jerkowitz from Easton. She started making beautiful, elaborate, big balloon displays in her yard. Here she is.
Brings me a lot of joy, and to know that it's helping other people and it's making a difference to other people means a lot to me. And I'm going to put up a real pretty cross for Easter Sunday.
Balloon art. I wish I was good at balloon art. What a fun thing to like have the kids get in the car, like, let's go look at the balloons today.
Yeah. Yeah, so one thing we're not hearing about right now is that helium shortage, right?
Right.
I mean,
plenty of helium.
Forever before, that was a problem.
No one's hoarding helium right now.
Everybody's off of that. It's soft soap.
And then there's Helen Murdoch-Prep from Huntington. She's an artist, and she's been putting her beautiful watercolor paintings on easels on her front lawn.
What I'm doing is I am setting up easels on my front lawn and posting a lot of my art that I make so that people can drive by to see sort of an outdoor museum. And museums are a source of great joy. So I thought, well, maybe I'll just make a museum outside.
I nice. Love it.
It's our own gallery.
Yeah.
It's a gallery opening, which is nice.
I want to do something special, but I can't figure out what it was. At one point, I was thinking about just getting a bunch of inflatables and just making my yard randomly full of inflatables.
Right.
But then I was like, is that really that exciting? Or are people going to be like, that lady's nuts? I'm not really sure.
One or the other. You get a letter. HOA. You right. can't do that here.
Mm.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the workday.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
That's right. If you ever need life advice, you can email my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden, hayden@annaonraven.com. She has no qualifications to give advice, but she is always happy to give her opinion.
I mean, let's face it. This will keep one of you in your house busy for a few minutes while you go ahead and email in your request. And then if you get some sort of therapy out of this whole thing, this is good. You got nothing but time to improve.
Hayden, today's email says, Hayden, hoping you could help me out. My son is turning 8 years old this weekend. The problem is, we can't have a big party like we normally could. He's sad about not seeing his friends at school, and now his cousins can't even come over. Any suggestions on what we can do to make it special for him? What do you think, Hayden?
What you can do is you can do a lot of special stuff. You can ask people to make signs and have them drive by your house or and hold the signs out so your son can see them and feel special.
We did that. We did a drive-by birthday. We made a sign and we drove by and we yelled happy birthday and we slowed down. That was fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could reach out to family members and, you know, pick like an hour during the day and ask them to drive by and do it during that time. It was fun. Some people had balloons and streamers. That could show that they're special. What other ideas do you have?
Well, I know that you can support a lot of small bakeries and places. Like, instead of just making a really small cake for your family, you can go to one of those bakeries and get, like, a big dinosaur cake for your whole family to share.
We always talk about support local businesses, and you know, I think having, like, a real cake that they're not expecting with some kind of theme that they're into is certainly the way to go, and you're able to support local businesses and bakeries that are struggling, and he could feel special because he's got a special cake for him, not one that mommy made out of a Betty Crocker box like I probably would have done.
Which is what you did do.
Right. Anything else?
Well, something else you could do is you could have a family day. So you can see what he likes to do, and then you can, like, make your basement or your living room into that. So, like, if he really likes bowling, you can make a mini bowling set in your basement.
It's a great idea. Anything else?
You guys can just watch movies together. I mean, who doesn't like sitting on their couch and watching a good movie with lots of popcorn and ice cream?
After cake. Just keep eating junk all day long. Yeah, why not? It's his birthday. He's eight. Let him do what he wants.
When you drive by in these neighborhoods with these signs, you know where the person lives, right?
Because oh, yeah.
I ran into this yesterday. Alicia's grandparents went to give out Easter cards to some of the kids that their daughter runs at a daycare there, and they didn't know which house. So here is my grandfather, who's a somewhat strange individual anyways, grandfather-in-law, knocking on strangers' doors with gloves and mask on, going, do you know where this kid is? Can you imagine?
No.
That's a thing that happened.
Oh, great.
So, just make sure you have the address and put it in the GPS, people. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh. If you need advice, email me, Hayden@annaandraven.com. That's Hayden@annaandraven.com. See you next week.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven.
We're getting down to the finals right now. Right now, we're in the final four. It's a big matchup today. Whoever wins today goes to the finals. It is a big decision. And I keep saying this.
A lot of pressure, man.
But this was truly the closest, almost to the point where I had to, like, flip a coin because it was so close.
Yeah.
And I'm a little disappointed with the outcome.
I think that might be a revealing moment here. But again, the voting goes on for March Sadness, much like a Wisconsin primary.
Right.
We have to find out who's going to be in charge.
Except it's safer because you can just do it on social media. You don't have to go stand in line.
We're conscious people. We try and be aware of our surroundings and our community. We're doing what's best for you.
You've had 24 hours to vote. And number one up was Armageddon.
Oh.
Daddy?
Grace, I know I promised you I was coming home.
I don't understand.
Looks like I'm going to have to break that promise.
Oh, Dad, no! Don't break a promise!
I'm looking over our Facebook messages, and we ask, you know, who are you voting for and why? Patricia writes, Titanic's outcome could have been different. There was room for him. She could have moved over. That's why I'm voting for Armageddon.
The old debate. True. The old debate about the buoyancy of the door.
Yeah. Vincent writes, I vote for Armageddon. I love when things blow up.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of stuff blows up in that one, to be fair.
And then Katie writes, Armageddon. Dad made the ultimate sacrifice, knowing his daughter's fiance would take care of her. Losing a parent is just as hard as losing a spouse, in my opinion. Titanic is sad, too, because it was a tragedy, but I cried like a baby with Armageddon.
Oh, man. But really, trusting your daughter to Ben Affleck, questionable decision, really, Bruce Willis.
Yep. But what happened when people voted for Titanic?
Come back. Come back. I'll never let go. I promise.
Yeah. Yeah. She kisses him and immediately lets go.
Right,
and
he
just floats away. Right. And I mean, that jarring sound before that is her snapping her hand off of hers.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she probably broke his wrist.
Here's a couple of the comments on our Facebook page. Kristen wrote, Titanic, the old couple holding each other in the bed, the mom tucking her kids in and telling a bedtime story as the ship goes down. It gets me every time. Valley wrote, Titanic, because of the music. Here's what I realized when I was looking over all these votes.
Yeah.
Is that people were passionate about Armageddon. They gave so much reasons why that was the sadder movie.
Sure.
But people that voted for Titanic, I would say 90% of them just wrote, I vote for Titanic, and didn't give a reason why. And I think it's because it's just become ingrained in our head that Titanic is a sad movie.
Yeah.
But I was disappointed because I thought Armageddon should win, and it did not.
Wait a minute. So what happened now? So Titanic wins?
Titanic.
You fooled me because I thought you were going to say Armageddon.
I think Armageddon earned it. I really, truly
it's
do.
It's got an uplifting ending. I mean, after all, they get to survive.
The guy's dead.
Yeah.
The whole thing blew up.
Well, Rose is fake, too, and it wasn't a heart-shaped diamond, but whatever. All right? Either way, Titanic's moving on.
To the finals. And we're going to announce who's going to go up against Titanic in the finals. It's next with Hannah and Raven.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven.
Titanic has just secured its place in the finals for March Sadness.
And in history, to be exact.
Okay. what we're doing is looking to crown the saddest movie of all time. We know you're home. We know you're watching a lot of these iconic films all over again. And we figured, why not?
Yeah.
We've come this far. Titanic has won. It's going to the finals. But now who will go up against it?
Oh, my gosh. These are two really, really, really sad movies, Anna Zapp. But I'm not going to lie. If my personal pick, which I'm not going to state, loses, I'm going to be heartbroken in itself.
Oh, I was upset that Armageddon lost to Titanic.
Well, you know, sometimes things have to go, right? They have to go. There can only be one.
So first up, Steel Magnolias.
I want to know why. I want to know why Shelby's life is over. I want to know how that baby will ever know how wonderful his mother was. Will he ever know what she went through for him?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I want to know why.
Just
look at my left eye. Look at my left eye.
Are you crying? You're crying.
It could be allergies, but
no, I think you're crying.
Like, it's so hard to listen to that again and again and to watch it. Like, I'm on the couch with the Kleenex, and Kleenex are in really short supply right now.
Right, you shouldn't be crying for them.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's really hard.
It makes the hair on my arm stand up every time we hear that.
It's brutal.
So who could take it on? How about Green Mile?
Oh, man, this one's tough.
Tired of all the pain I feel in here in the world every day. It's like pieces of glass in my head all the time. Can you understand?
Have you ever felt like you had pieces of glass in your head? Because if you have, you know that Michael Clark Duncan was nailing it. He was really good.
And we did confirm yesterday that he passed away in 2012.
Yes.
So that makes it even a little bit more sad because you know that you're not going to be able to get like iconic characters like that again from him.
Well, not from him, but
right.
You know, I mean, but you'll get them from somebody
else.
But
not like he delivered in that movie.
You know, people that are passed on always have the best publicist. I will say that's true. But
all right,
Sally Field, man,
it's tough. You have 24 hours to vote. Steel Magnolias, Green Mile. You can vote on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Search Anna and Raven. Or you could text us your vote, 1-800-330-9999. Or the old-fashioned way, just call us and vote.
No pressure, but don't let me down.
Here's the thing. You have things to say. We know that. But we're only here, you know, till later on in the morning. It's Anna and Raven. And sometimes you need to get things off your chest, especially if you're in quarantine and you've been stuck with your family all day.
I'm not a professional therapist, but if you give me some time to digest some information that you've given to me, I can certainly try and help or at least give you my opinion. And you know what? These are crazy times, Anna Zapp. People need a place where they can just dump all their stuff.
Right. It's Anna and Raven. I just read a study that one of the best ways to get through this is to be able to talk to somebody. That's why you've seen so many Zoom happy hours and the people FaceTiming with their friends and having a glass of wine. But we've come up with a different solution.
Right.
We call it the Quarantine Confession Hotline.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
The Quarantine Confession Hotline. You might want to write this down or take out your phone if you want to put it into your phone numbers. It's 833-431-0905. Again, 833-431-0905. This will be up at annonraven.com and all over our social media.
I like to think of this area as like, so you ever watch like Big Brother or something or Real World? They always, you know, they have to go in and they have to do their tapes, right? Where they you know, they talk
their
about what happened in the day.
It's like
right,
the office, whatever. Remember?
Right. But it's usually like, you know, it's in the same house. So it's like a shower stand that's set up like in the corner of one of the rooms or whatever. That's what you need. You need to just find your private space. Maybe it's stepping out in the backyard with the phone in hand. Maybe it's going down to the basement. Maybe you hide in your closet or you do it before you get in the shower or while you're in the shower.
Yep.
They say they're all water resistant. You can call.
24/7. You can call the Quarantine Confessions Hotline at 833-431-0905. And anything you need to vent about, anything you need to get off your chest, anything that you need to share, we want to hear it, and then we'll probably play it back on the air, to be honest.
An example, your children are out of control. Second example, your husband leaves his socks on the couch and you want to shoot flame from your eyeballs.
Do you know where the socks were this morning?
Where were the socks this morning?
In the bathroom on the sink. He took off his socks and he left them on the bathroom.
These are
in the
dirty socks. It's not even the socks that he's going to wear the next day.
No. So it's like he went to go brush his teeth last night.
And then he realized his feet got hot.
I guess. Took off his socks in the bathroom and left them on the sink. I can't make this up. And sometimes you need a place to tell someone.
Yeah. You know, the couch thing, I was really making fun of you because I thought it was a little over the top.
Oh, no. This is a problem.
That's a real thing right there. What's the phone number again?
It's 833-431-0905. Yeah. But also, we know that there's a lot of things you want to get off your chest like that, but there may be positive things. Maybe you want to thank a healthcare worker or a grocery store worker or somebody that's been making an influence in your life. You can also do that there.
If he was a nurse, would you be cool with the socks? Oh, tough call. One more time with the phone number.
833-431-0905. I mean, I feel like he's doing it on purpose now because he knows it makes me crazy. I mean, who takes off their socks in the bathroom and leaves them on the sink? Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven. Let's start off with number one. Bernie Sanders made an announcement yesterday.
I am announcing the suspension of my campaign. It has been a very difficult and painful decision.
So basically what this does is clear the way for Joe Biden to secure the Democratic nomination. You know what's interesting, Raven, about this?
Please tell me.
If we didn't have the pandemic going on and everything crazy in our life, this would probably be the top news story ever.
Right.
You know, like this would be all we were talking about was the election coming up. And it's so funny how things have changed so much that you see this and you kind of read it in passing and it's just on your scroll. You're like, okay, yeah. Okay.
I didn't see the press conference, but was he in his living room? Was there anybody there? Was his grandson filming it?
I don't know.
Was he actually in his living room?
He was in his living room.
Yeah, so he was home. So that's
good. Yeah, he's in Vermont. Like, he's, you know, he suspended his campaign. You feel bad for the guy because he looks so sad.
I mean, that's part of politics, man.
I guess.
There's a winner, there's a loser. It happens every time. I don't have to feel bad for everybody that wants to be the most powerful person on the planet and then doesn't make it.
But he was just so
Bernie.
But when he was talking about it, I'm like, is he going to cry? Is he going to cry? And then I was like, well, I would cry if I worked really hard.
Well, I'm sure in public, I mean, private, rather, he's probably cried. I mean, to his wife. His wife has seen him cry before, you know, but now is not the time.
Right.
Thank you, Bernie, for the whatever it was we're thanking you for.
Suspending his campaign.
Well, I mean, thank you for running, I don't know, whatever, getting people excited.
Right.
And now being sad. I'm sorry.
Sorry you cried.
I'm sorry.
All right. The second thing you need to know today, this hour, Dr. Fauci was asked what things that we should change in life once we get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
And he said this.
One of them is absolute compulsive hand washing. The other one is you don't ever shake anybody's hands. That's clear.
I love
this. Wait a minute. So he doesn't want to
shake hands anymore? I hate, hate shaking hands. I have one of my friends that's a Zumba instructor too.
Yeah.
She constantly would do dances where we have to dozy-do and high-five each other.
Oh, okay.
And I said, people don't want to touch each other.
Well, those are sweaty hands.
But in period. Like,
but
nobody
human contact
wants
is good for,
not
you
like
know.
You I want to hug my kids. I want to kiss my kids. I want to hug my mom. Those people. I'm not asking you to hug or kiss me,
but you got to shake somebody's hand. That's how you make a deal.
No, I don't need to shake your hand.
Oh, man. Didn't you see the end of Django? You got to shake hands. If you don't, there'll be dire consequences.
There's cultures where they bow to each other. Let's just bow. Like, you know.
Now you want to bow. You'd rather bow to people than shake a hand.
Uh-huh.
No.
I'm much, 100%. Curtsy.
That's against
America.
How come
America? We never curtsy anymore? Curtsy seems fine. I'm watching The Crown
right
now.
It's against American.
All right. And the third thing you need to know this hour. First, it was toilet paper, hand sanitizer, Lysol wipes, and now people are hoarding chicks.
What?
Yep. Not because Easter's coming up on Sunday, but because people are freaking out because egg prices are soaring and they're finding out that chicken in grocery stores has been a little bit shaky.
So these are live chicks.
Chicks.
Yeah.
Yep. One hatchery in the Midwest has reported an increase of 100% so far in 2020 for chick buying.
Well, I hope you people have, committed to making sure that these chicks have a good life.
Coop.
Go on to college.
Yep.
Retirement funds, all that. It's on you now, people.
Can't beat Raven.
Know your pop culture trivia, beat Raven, and win. Hey, Kristen?
Yes.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Kristen.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking on out of here. When that big old studio door closes, you won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready?
Yeah.
They're a little bit tricky today. Let's see. I picked on things I know he doesn't know well. Number one, Broadway says it will remain closed until at least June 7th. What show about a guy in a mask is the longest running show and musical on Broadway?
Phantom of the Opera.
Number two, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is back with celebrities this time around playing for charity. Who hosts the new version?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that. I don't know.
Number three, Stephen King apologized because people were saying that real life is like living in one of his novels. What 1997 Stephen King novel turned movie is about a couple that moves to the Overlook Hotel with their young son?
Pet Cemetery.
Number four, the Modern Family finale took place last night. Rumors are that there may be a Mitch and Cam spinoff show in the works. What actor plays Mitch?
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
And number five, Disney Plus is rebooting Doogie Howser MD. But who was the original Doogie Howser?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Good job. Let me bring Raven back in.
Thanks.
Come on back.
Yo.
Kristen got 3 out of 5.
That's pretty good.
But I made these pretty hard today.
All right. Well, let's see how I do.
Okay. Number one, Broadway says it will remain closed until at least June 7th.
Okay.
What show about a guy with a mask is the longest running show and musical on Broadway?
Phantom of the Opera.
That is correct. Number two, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is back with celebrities playing for charity. Who hosts the new version?
Oh. Gosh. I saw this and I forgot.
It's Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Here's the thing that I think is interesting is that there was a lot of controversy about it because, I mean, I know that they probably filmed this 7 months ago, right?
Sure.
But everybody's watching it and it's like, okay, there's so many people unemployed looking for work and they're giving celebrities that have millions of dollars more money. And they're like, bring back the original version.
Yeah. Everybody nowadays wants an apology for everything. Lighten up, people.
Number three, Stephen King apologized because people were saying that real life is too much like living in one of his novels.
Well, here we go. Now he's got to apologize too.
What 1977 King novel turned movies about a couple that moves to the Overlook Hotel with their young son?
The Shining, of course.
The Shining is correct. Number four, Modern Family finale took place last night, and rumors that there may be a Mitch and Cam spinoff. What actor plays Mitch?
Oh, I get this wrong every time. It's not Ed Harris. I don't know the other guy's name. I always forget the other guy's name.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Yeah, I always forget his name.
You need this last one to tie, Kristen, okay?
All right, let's see how I do.
Number five, Disney Plus is rebooting Doogie Howser MD. Who was the original Doogie Howser?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
And he crushed it. I heard it's going to be a girl this time.
Yeah, it's going to be a teenage girl.
That's cool.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, either way, if you're on the operating table and a teenager walks in, you're going to be nervous. Sexism aside.
Kristen, he tied you at 3 today. Not bad.
It's Kristen and we can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying. And Kristen, we're going to send you an Anna and Raven t-shirt, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, awesome.
Sweet. Better luck next time.